our classics that we have in retail, but we just rebranded. So same stuff.
So
but
good.
Different label.
Alexa, it's obviously, I know it's Sweeney, but is it Blacken or Blackman?
It's Blacken.
Oh my God. I've never called you by that name before. So
I tried to change Blacken.
I was like, can we?
That's like one of my pet peeves, like if I don't pronounce somebody's name right. So
hey guys, this is Justin Coffin for the 330 Sports Show. Very limited sports today. We're going to talk business and talk about Women's History Month. And we have some great entrepreneurs coming down to the set. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. So before I introduce our guests, I kind of want to tell you why I wanted to do this show. You know, last month we had a couple of female entrepreneurs on in the month of March. This month of March, I think a lot of you guys who know me know I was raised by a single mom, probably one of the strongest people I know. She worked two jobs, battled cancer, raised me and my sister, and now, you know, is healthy, thriving, and started a nonprofit about 12 years ago called Project MKC. So that kind of, you know, gave me the thought of, hey, you know, let's highlight some of the best, smartest, brightest, most talented people we have, especially females, in the Mahoning Valley. So I have five of them today that are coming in. We're going to have four more on Tuesday's show. But Joe has given me this platform, and I'm going to use it. So we have, again, five amazing entrepreneurs in here and very different kinds of businesses all over the place. We have, you're hungry, we got food. You're thirsty, we got beverages. You need to drive a car, we got this car. You want clothes, we got that. You want to entertain some kids, we got that too. So I'm going to just kind of go around the horn and introduce everyone. And then we're going to ask some questions, and they're going to run with it. So I'm going to go in alphabetical order, I guess, by last name or first name at least. So Annabelle Himes of Heroes and Tiaras. We have DeLauren Maransky Thompson of Ivory and Birch. We have Marissa Sergi of Red Blends and Luvabella. Both of those correct?
Okay. Red Brands, but it's okay.
Okay. Wait, what is it? Red Brands. Red Brands. Okay. Melissa Poland of Sweet Melissa's. Now, two locations. You can talk about that in a little bit. And Alexa Sweeney of Buick Sweeney,
Chevy, GMC.
A lot of different car brands in there. You know, I always, when I talk to Lauren Lindvig, I always do that. So welcome these five today. And I'm just going to throw some questions at you guys. We're going to have some fun with it. And feel free to promote your business, highlight anything, and we'll go from there. So let's start. I'm going to pick on somebody. Let's start with Melissa. Since you most recently opened up a second location of your business. Mm-hmm. We all know about the Boardman one, and now you're into Columbiana. So, Melissa, like, first of all, tell us a little bit about your business and tell us maybe a little bit about your background and how you got started.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
A very long question, so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, I started Sweet Melissa's 5 years ago. It'll be 5 years in March that we're our fifth year. Okay. So that's something. And I don't have any background at all in the food industry. I graduated from Ohio University. My area of concentration is activities coordinating for nursing home or hospital. So not my wheelhouse at all. But when we moved here from Connecticut, I took on a job at a commercial kitchen. I worked for Gossain's on South Avenue. And I honestly, as cheesy as it sounds, it's the only way that I can sum up what I have gone through is I found my passion. And I was with them for 7 years, and it was just time for me to kind of branch out. And I just knew I could probably do this on my own. And my husband kept on, he was behind me, and he said, Melissa, if you don't try this, you're probably going to regret this. So let's just do it. So I was 48 years old. I had two kids in college and no experience at all, never owned a business. And I literally just rolled the dice on this one. And here I am today. I mean, it worked. And I went through a lot of hurdles. I'm very, very fortunate that I had the time at Gossain's, because I learned things from Gossain's that I don't think I could have learned in a book. You need that experience. And, you know, when the opportunity for Columbiana came about, once again, I was scared to death. I thought, what am I doing? I wanted to retire. I'm like, this is fun, but I think I want to. And I just decided, I mean, the first one kind of came, it turned into a beast. We actually almost doubled our business during the pandemic, which was amazing. But it's because people wanted to eat a little healthier. People were just, you know, they were into, let me stick something better in my body, because everybody was a little bit more conscientious about that. Uh-huh. So number two came along, and now we're number two. And I'm just, you know what? I'm super happy with how things are turning out so far. So we're going to keep on going. We're going to see where this goes.
Awesome. Well, we will follow up on that in a minute. Let's go to someone that probably has the longest lasting business. Alexa, I think you guys just celebrated, what, 100 years?
Oh, my.
So tell us a little bit about your business.
I'm the fourth generation to work for our company. We've been in serving the Mahoning Valley for 100 years. We sell Chevy, Buick, and GMC and service vehicles and performance parts on Market Street in Boardman. I feel like I should do the honors.
I know.
On Market Street in Boardman. We're lucky to have a really great team of 200 people who show up to work every day too. They're really proud of what we do in the community. They're really proud of serving the community. So it's really, I'm just here representing them at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys do a ton for the community. And, you know, I can speak to that firsthand with Project MKC. You know, we've been a beneficiary of that in the past. So thank you for all you guys do. Marissa, let's go to you. So tell us about, you're pretty much in, every time I see you on like Instagram or Facebook or something, you are in a different state. So tell us about like your company a little bit. And, you know, obviously I believe that form from Luvabella, and you kind of, so just explain how, you know, I know that's a tough thing to do in like a 2-minute answer, but.
I'll try.
Okay. All right.
So I grew up in an Italian household, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed food and wine, and I didn't think I could make anything of it until I discovered that Cornell University offered a degree in winemaking. Mm-hmm. So I studied there for 4 years, and to graduate, I needed to create a capstone project. And that really intimidated me because I knew if I failed, I wouldn't graduate. So I was really unsure if I wanted to do vineyard research or anything like that. So I proposed to my professors, can I create a wine label and document the process to maybe get it into one store? And fast forward to May 2020, with all that experience and working for a winery out in California to then launch the brand post-college, mm-hmm. I worked for myself for a little bit. And then I, with my now husband, fully acquired my parents' winery, Luvabella, so we could utilize the brand experience I had building the distribution network that we have, but turn the regional winery into a national CPG company. So going back to you, noticing I travel a lot, mm-hmm. we are in 8 states now, and I just feel it's so important to be customer facing, and it's been definitely a challenge during the pandemic, but it's been really great to be able to travel and meet customers from all over the region, and really grateful for our retail partners. We are now the largest winery in the state of Ohio, and are excited to be able to, you know, keep hiring people and develop more manufacturing jobs in the Mahoning Valley. And we're about like 15 years old in total. So nothing on Alexa, but we're chugging along, and it's a really exciting process.
So the largest winery in the state of Ohio.
It's crazy.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
I don't believe it sometimes, but here we are.
That's fantastic. And I got to get one of those glasses of wine here in a minute. But let's go to Annabelle. Annabelle, you're the youngest, obviously, here, still in college. Tell us about how you got started and a little bit about your business.
Sure. So when I was 16, someone asked me to be a princess for a daddy-daughter dance. And I was like, sure, why not? Well, they asked me back the next year, and then people were asking for my card. And obviously, I didn't have any cards. This was just an extra couple bucks, I thought. Yeah. Well, eventually, I started doing like one party a month, and then it ended up being one party a weekend, and then 10 parties a weekend. And I'm like, okay, I need a little help. So I hired on some people. We've been around for 4 years in July, so about 3.5 years now. And it's been great. We just opened a studio in September in Campfield to store all of our costumes. We have over 100. And I think 20 different characters.
Oh my goodness.
Everything. Princesses, superheroes. We have every holiday character. The Grinch is one of our pretty famous ones. He's a good Grinch. And any character you could think of.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's fantastic. And I, you know, I was telling you before we came on live, like I just was in Disney 2 weeks ago, and literally your guys' costumes are, if not as good, or if not better, as good as any of those characters.
Well, thank you.
So you guys do a great job. And I know my 3-year-old was totally fascinated with the three of you. So she loved it. So, all right, DeLauren, let's go to you. So tell us a little bit about your business and how you got started and a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I guess it started when I was like 4 years old and would change my outfit 100 times a day, which now my child is paying it forward and doing the same. But I worked in, had a couple retail classes in college. I went to WashU in St. Louis, and they were just, out of everything I had taken, I majored in marketing and French, but I just loved the retail classes and ended up getting a job at Kohl's Corporate. In Milwaukee for a few years. And then I worked with Kohl's in New York City for a few years. And then I kind of realized I was sick of working for the man. And no disrespect to who I worked with at Kohl's, but it was kind of like what you're saying, where like I could do something that's me and I don't need, I've learned a lot. I've learned a ton, mm-hmm. but I wanted to be my own boss. And so at that time, my dad was building the building that's now housed Southwoods Imaging and Ivory and Birch. And he said, there's some space at the end if you want. I think he also wanted me to move back home. Mm-hmm. So he's a very nice landlord. So that was in, I started working on the store in May of 2014. We opened in October of 2014, and it'll be 8 years this October, which is nuts. So, yeah. Okay.
And I know a lot of my family members spend a lot of money at that store, and they love your product.
I can't comment on my spending, but I adore your mother and wife and sister.
Well, thank you guys. Well, and so, you know, plenty more. We'll get into a lot of your backgrounds and stuff with more questions. A question I get a lot from people in the business world, or think to ask people in the business world, are, there's always problems, you know, like obviously, you know, when things are going good, they go well. But can you guys, and this doesn't have to be all five of you, but if you have a specific example, can you tell me about maybe a problem you have encountered and maybe how you've had to overcome it? And it could be the smallest thing, or it could be something huge. So anybody want to take it?
I'll jump in.
All right, you go for it.
I feel like I'm living the tornado of 2017. But the microchips, I was like, you really pick a lot of them going back. I'm not questioning my decision. But we had a tornado hit our Buick GMC facility in 2017. So Sunday night, nobody was injured, nobody was hurt. But I think any problem that we've encountered comes down to communication. And I'm always pushing, I'm trying to push myself to be a better communicator. Mm-hmm. You know, you're 50% of that interaction, but we would not have done, I think we were up and running Monday by 10 a.m. And that's all the team that, great partners like DeSalvo that were on the ground and helping us. And but communicating not only with the customer, with the news, with the with our teammates, but also, you know, where you could find us, how we were going to make that work. We had, you know, I want to say we had 300 damaged units that needed repair. I mean, so the logistics that go into that are great, but communicate. I mean, I'm sure you guys agree, like, communication is the thing.
No doubt. Melissa, I saw you shaking your head when I was asking that.
Well, you know, obviously there's been a supply chain issue. Everybody in this room probably knows something about that. And I think for me, it is the products that we use. We do everything fresh. Mm-hmm. I don't get anything processed. I don't get anything frozen. I don't, you know, get a break because I buy a pallet of something. It is what we stand for at Sweet Melissa's. I'm all about the quality. I'm about consistency too. So I have felt that I can navigate through calling different distributors, and chicken seems to be a huge issue right now. And I'm paying a premium for it, and I'm eating the cost at my discretion because I don't want to pass that on to my consumer yet. There's no reason for that. It's what goes up must come back down.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of living that right now, but I have become very good at, all right, this is, and it's just, I'm navigating it. I just feel like every day is a different day, and I feel like I'm playing a game of chess, and how am I going to move through this board again just to get through the day to get enough chicken, because we get fresh chicken every day. I go through anywhere from 320 to 400 pounds of chicken a day.
Wow.
In one location, just one. Now I've got the second one to think about. So it is a constant, I don't want to say it's a battle, but it's a constant struggle. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say. It's okay. Just a struggle. We're getting through it, though.
I like the pun, though. You're eating your losses.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's right.
But yeah, no doubt, like, supply chain is crazy. Do you deal with that in the wine industry at all?
There's so many problems. I don't even know where to start. supply chain. I mean, for us, we acquired a lot of additional inventory of, like, commodity items like glass when we didn't need to. And it was a little bit risky, but if we don't have bottles, we have nothing to sell. So we are really glad that we were able to take that risk, and it's paying off. But freight is super expensive.
Packaging supplies.
Packaging labels. Every lead time used to be shorter. Now it's way longer. So we're really trying to focus on our forecasting way better. But I think it's like something more funny than more kind of gloom and doom. this summer we rebranded our Passion Wines, and we were so excited. The label looked great. Everything was spelled properly, and we were like, okay, let's do it. So we ordered thousands of the Blackberry Passion label. It came, we bottled it, we shipped it to our distributor, and we forgot. We didn't change the UPC. The UPC was a duplicate for something else, so we had to take all the product back and hand sticker every single bottle. So that was really fun. But luckily, we were able to fix the problem. Not a lot of the product went to the store yet, so it wasn't like we had to go store to store. But if we waited one more day, we would have had that issue. So sometimes, although you feel you triple check things, there's always something so obvious that's staring you in the face. So it's really important to us now that we triple check the UPC and communicate, make sure that we have a checklist now and what we need to do when we recreate labels and all that. So that was a good time.
That's probably good advice though in any industry, to just triple check it. And no matter how many times you check it, there's always going to be something that's not going to go perfectly. Yep. It's just, you can't plan for that. That's good. Either of you guys, Annabelle, DeLauren?
I guess the same thing, just supply and mm-hmm. all that issues. I ordered a couple wigs back in November. They're still not here. We've been trying to just maintain the wigs we have or the costumes we have. Usually what would take 3 months to send a costume, because a lot of them are custom designed, custom gemmed, all that. Would take 3 months to come in, and now it's still not here. But that's okay. That's okay. We're making it work. We're just taking extra care of our costumes until it comes in.
Okay.
And I do think everybody, I don't know about your guys' experience, well, your ladies' experience, but I feel like most of our customers are very understanding of things being delayed or things having to, like, there's items that we've had on back order with Mackenzie Childs for, I'm not joking, since 2019. And they just... I understand from their perspective, it's like a jigsaw puzzle trying to figure out what to produce, and factory shut down and costs go up. But it's, I think, like you said, it's just communicating it and calling the customer every month, being like, just so you know, we still have your order. It's not here yet, but we didn't forget about you, goes a long way. And I think in some ways it's like grown the business because they know that they can trust us. So, and I think the pandemic kind of allowed, I'm a pretty safe, like risk-free person. But when the pandemic happened and we were forced to shut down, it forced me to do some stuff that I would not have done if the pandemic wouldn't have happened. Like we modified our hours a little bit. We really grew our website, stuff that like needed done, but I was kind of like, we're good, we're chugging along. And so I try to look at it when stuff like that happens, like how can I turn this bad situation into a learning experience? Cause there's like, you could have just like sat at home and cried, but it's like, how do you reinvent yourself? That's the one thing about owning your business, is like, there's nobody to tell you what to do. You have to figure it out. So
that's great. That's great advice. So speaking of advice, I'm going to go this way this time. I'm going to start with you. If your younger self, this probably applies to everybody but Annabelle, but like everybody in your younger self, what advice would you give to that person that's about to start the business?
I would say, and this comes from like my grandpa to my dad to whoever, but worry about the things you can control, because I think that so much of, you could worry about people's perception. You could worry about the cost of chicken. You could worry about the elections. You could worry about everything. You could, it could like cripple you. And I think if you just focus on what can I control today, the customer interaction, the, how my floor looks, is it clean? Have I helped a charity this month? Have I, like, if you worry about those things, you'll see success and you'll grow as a person and you'll help your community grow. But, you can't, you could, you really have to just focus on the things you can control.
Okay. That's great. Alexa?
Mine would be follow through. I see a lot of, even in a volunteer position, you know, if you're just getting out and you're just getting started and you're, you know, a board member of the Young Professionals or a board member somewhere else or First Night Youngstown, whatever it is, you have to follow through. You have to do what you say you're going to do. You have to get in with both feet. You got to really show up and do what you say you're going to do. That builds a lot of credibility in a town this small. And then my only other one would be, I have really enjoyed the time I've spent volunteering or board membering, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Gives you a chance to see what someone else is doing in the driver's seat. And you maybe don't have that opportunity yet, but learning there and being part of those organizations has been really great. At least my personal advice.
Yeah.
Annabelle, how about you? Like, I know you're fresh into this, but what do you think?
I guess going off of DeLauren, just being yourself, never forget where you came from, never forget your roots, and never forget what you stand for and what you believe in. You know, all through high school and still into college, people will say, oh, if you dress up, that's what you do. You dress up and go to kids' parties. Yeah, I do. And I make kids' dreams come true, and parents love it. The kids love it. Yeah, I do. And I'm proud of it. And I'll never forget that.
And then do you ask them what business they've started and run for 5 years? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Becoming like Mama Bear for Annabelle, like, give them my phone number.
Love it. Melissa, how about you?
I guess my biggest piece of advice to a younger me would be it's empathy. You know, you have to look at every situation through the eyes of a customer. How would you like to be handled? What would be like when you see a customer, you know, by just reading them, you can read them if they've got a chip on their shoulder.
Good day, bad day.
Okay, yeah. And you know that they're about ready to come at you. Now, they have a legitimate problem. How would you want to be handled in that problem? Mm-hmm. And I think so many times when you put yourself in somebody else's shoes, you're going to come up with the right answer, and it's going to make them happy. They're going to come back as your customer, and it's going to make you feel good. So I think it's learning empathy, honestly. You have to have it.
That's great. Great advice.
Love that.
Marissa, what about you?
Probably don't let fear stop you from trying. For a long time, I was afraid to put myself out there. I was not confident, and I kind of just went to class and went home type of thing. And I finally found a group of people that believed in me, like my senior year of college, and I started branching out and just kind of learning how to put myself out there and pitch this project I was working on. And when I found the right peers, it helped build me up. And I was just so afraid to even take that step because I was so afraid to be rejected. So I was bullied a lot in high school, and that really took away my self-confidence. So I just wish a lot of people would try to strip down fear. And I think a lot of individuals will be able to take that extra step in doing what they want rather than what they're afraid of the reaction to be.
Okay. Great advice from all of you guys. And, you know, whether it's your business or your company, I think I've been to, or at least experienced some sort of everyone's business here. I think your employees too are all excellent, or the customer service is fantastic. And I think that's what separates your guys' business and very successful business from the less successful. It's the people you hire as well, or the people that are working for and with you guys. So let me ask this, and you know, give me one or two people that have, you know, you can kind of like give them a shout out. Like, who is someone that has influenced you along your way? So, how about Annabelle? You want to start?
I have a few. Okay, all of my employees, they're the best. Mm-hmm. They really are. They love what they do. And they put everything into it. But I have a few that have been with me from the beginning. Mia Hamerton, who you know,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Sweetest girl I've ever met. So reliable, always shows up. All my employees are like that. I'm very blessed. If they say they're going to be there, they'll be there. And they know they need to be there because the kids rely on you. It's not like you're working in fast food or at the mall. You can't call off. You need to be here. Mia Hamerton, Eden Lisnansky, she's been with me from the beginning as well. And Michael Weaver, he just started this summer. He is the coolest kid I've ever met. Mm-hmm. He loves what he does, and he's kind of like me. He doesn't care what people think of him. Yeah, he's great.
So, Lauren, how about you?
I would say definitely my parents, just because it was almost a thing, like a subconscious that I didn't even realize, but there was never a doubt in their mind that I could do whatever I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And they were supportive in whatever that looked like. So them, and then my mom's mom, my grandma Dee, who's since passed away, thought that I could walk on water. And like literally when I started at Cole, she's like, you know, DeLauren's running the juniors division. I'm like, no, grandma, I'm like the entry level. Like, but to have somebody like that really believes in you and thinks that you can do anything, she kind of just instilled in me like be like Grandma Dee thinks you are. Like, mm-hmm. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Alexa?
I would echo what DeLauren said about parents. You know, my mother is a lot of, you know, she's tough. So she, you know, probably instilled her from an early age, you can do anything and you probably should. So,
I like
you
that.
Know, But the and then we have a great team, a great leadership team. Both Bobby Stackhouse runs our Chevy store. Derek Snyder runs our Buick GMC store. We could not do what we are doing in the community without them. And then Dave Baker has been a CFO, and he's been probably my number one mentor. He's good at opening. Perhaps you guys have had similar experiences in our business is really male dominated. So he has helped me not only have the confidence to open doors on my own, but also open doors that needed to be opened on my behalf. Sometimes even more comfortably than my dad could have, you know, because we weren't father and daughter, mm-hmm. he was able to do that for me. So I don't think I'd be where I am today without that support. And then the rest of the leadership team is great. They're on the front lines every day taking care of the customer. We make a lot of mistakes, you know, sometimes, but we're, you know, keep trying to get better every day.
And the only way to get better is to learn from those mistakes and move on. So, Marissa, how about you?
Definitely my grandma, Sergi. She is definitely a huge influence on my life. I am so grateful I was able to move back to the Youngstown area. I see my grandma and my grandpa Al, who's 95, just so cute, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for lunch, and I call it the Graham Cafe. So it's a very special time for me to spend time with my grandparents. She immigrated here from Italy. She was 14 years old. She sacrificed a lot and went through hell and back again. And she really emphasized the importance of education. She was actually the first woman in her small town of Italy to get a scholarship to proceed past the eighth grade. But her father took the scholarship and brought them to America. My grandma was not very happy about it, but it's a very bittersweet thing for her, and she just loves to see what we've been able to do with her sacrifice immigrating here. And of course my parents have been a huge influence, and of course my team at Movabella as well. They're a rowdy crew and we have a lot of fun and they get things done.
Nice.
You know, I've been thinking as everyone has been talking, and the only thing I can come up with is there's a saying out there, you're only as good as the people around you. And I have been so lucky for the people that have worked for me. They were all a family. And I know, you know, that's a really easy to say, but honestly, I can't do it without them. You know, we're an engine. We all have a special part in that engine. And there's so many moving parts back in that kitchen. So we work together really well. So I am incredibly inspired by all these ladies who want to stick beside me. And I mean, we're making salads and wraps. It doesn't sound like much, but the volume that we're doing is amazing. But I think one of the most influential people that has really kind of just been my cheerleader in my corner, honestly, has been my own husband. Without his support, without his financial background at the beginning of the Sweet Melissas, I don't think I would have done it. I don't think he was the one that kept on encouraging me. You know, you can do this. You really can do this. And the word started sinking in, and I thought, well, let's try it. Let's do it. So that's where we're at today.
That's awesome. So all of you, you know, have different supporters, you know, a lot of family, a lot of friends, co-workers, things like that. But, you know, different things, whether it's kids, whether it's running two businesses now for you both, whether it's going to college and then, you know, also having a business. How do you guys get any sleep or any rest? How do you guys take care of yourself? So I'm going to just leave that up there. Whoever wants to take it, go for it. Does anyone sleep here?
I am fortunate that I have my husband as my business partner, and I know it's very rare, but I'm just so grateful that I know at the end of the day that he is working on everything that I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does all the finances and a lot of the manufacturing work and running the business while I do the sales and distribution. It's a really great partnership, and it's a good balance, and I know at the end of the day that he's taking care of a lot of the important things of the business that I don't understand. So it's a really great stress relief to know I have someone that I trust and in my corner to keep things running and know that we're doing great by our customers and our staff.
That's great. Anybody else? Anybody have any, whether whether it's advice for how to, you know, etch that out balance. In your day, balance, yeah, whatever word you want to say. You were smart. At least you built both of your businesses on the same road.
That's true. That's true. So. And I employ all three of my children too. I fire them all the time, and then I rehire them. Like you're not leaving. No, I think it is about balance. And I'll be honest with you, my kids are old enough now. Like my youngest just turned 20. So, that as I know, I'm the oldest person here. So the young moms in the room, you guys still have a lot to, you know. Well, you two aren't quite moms, yeah. But you will be. But yeah, it is a balancing act. It really is. I melt into my couch at night. I don't do anything. I don't do any work in the house. I wait till the weekend, and my therapy, believe it or not, is doing laundry. I know that sounds awesome. I mean, it's not really what I would think I would do, but I keep it really super simple. Really simple. My everything I have is into that business, but it's because I enjoy what I do. It doesn't feel like a job to me. It is part of me. And so anything else can just kind of, you know, everything else is on the side.
And every time I'm in there, which is usually at least twice a week,
yeah.
You know, you're interacting with the customers,
yeah.
you're in the back working, you know, you're as hands-on there as anybody that owns a business, which is fantastic.
I seriously believe in order to get the respect from the people that I work with, mm-hmm. I have to work shoulder to shoulder with these people. I would never ask an employee to do anything I wouldn't do. And they all know that. Mm-hmm. They all know that. And they all know they can come to my door is always open to them. So that's so important to me. It really is.
That's great. Annabelle, how do you get sleep? How do you get any sleep?
This is something...
You're young, so you can handle it a little bit more.
I try. First of all, I apologize. My stomach is grumbling so loud. Mom, if you're watching, can we go get salads after this? Like,
Anna, please. There you
She's
go.
She's probably watching. My mom has never missed anything. If I tell her I'm singing somewhere, she'll be there. If I tell her I have an open princess gig at the mall for all the little kids, she'll be the lady in the back with all the little kids around. But Mom, if you're watching, can we go get salads after this? Making time for myself is hard for me. It really is. I'm very type A. I'm a 4.0 student. Like, if I get a B, it'll be the end of the world for me. So it's hard. But last semester was really hard. This semester I said, okay, I'm going to take an hour for myself every day and just put my phone away, not work, not do anything, and just sit there, whether it's just sit in my room and listen to music or put on a Netflix show or something like that. Just take an hour out of my day, do some laundry, do the dishes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, it's important to make time for yourself.
No doubt. Alexa, how about you?
I would be remiss if I did not tell you that I have a full-time nanny that makes my life work.
Same.
She's raised two great daughters before she moved here from New Jersey. She's in our house in excess of 50 hours a week. It's the only way that we make it work. And then I have a really supportive partner as well who does a lot of the, you know, when you get those text messages about cross-country practice, they don't come to me, they come to him. So it takes a team to get it to work. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we don't start talking about that, I'm going to sit here and pretend like, oh, I sleep at 9 p.m. every night.
Yeah.
Which is occasionally true, but it's really a team that makes it work, and it takes a village. Even with those three people, there will be some times where you're scrambling to find the buses in Poland. Just got, you know, we haven't had a bus system in 6 weeks. So it takes all three of us sometimes to do pickups and drop offs for four children in three different schools.
Wow.
Sounds like Joe, that MLO bro, should be on that with the bus system in Poland.
Oh, so. They are.
DeLauren.
I have a babysitter that's there every day. Sometimes my girls like her more than me. Aunt Jane is the most fun. She has
She's
so much energy.
She's been up to our office before. She's
Jane's taking Coco for drop-offs, and it's hilarious. But I would be lost without her because I know that my girls are safe and taken care of and loved. And while I'm not there, and my husband too, he obviously also works, and if there's a dish in the sink and he's the one there, he'll do it. There's not that 1950s mentality of have a Manhattan for me when I get home and you do the dishes. Like, it's very much a partnership. And that helps. And to be honest, like, I don't want to paint this rosy picture. Like, I don't take a lot of time for myself. I play tennis. I try to go twice a week, but that's it. I haven't worked out in a very long time other than that. But it's hard because it's I'm the type of personality, I'm like you, I'm type A. Like if I'm not doing that, I should be like organizing my pictures in my phone or planning for my next Ivory and Birch or researching the best bike for Coco's birthday. Like there's always something in my head. It's just nonstop. So I think it's kind of a season of life right now. And I've been able to, instead of worrying that I wasn't doing something, it's kind of like, what will I do today? Like you said, in the morning, it's one day and just get through the day and understand that it's just going to be chaotic for a few years. And then they'll be off to college and I'll be sad. So I'm trying to just enjoy the moment, no, I guess.
That's great. You know, one day at a time. And I think so many times, like I used to give bad advice and I'm like, I need to take my own advice with that. But you know, that's perfect advice. Yeah. So let's go around the horn one more time. One word, this is a little bit of a psychoanalysis, I guess. One word to describe yourself. I guess you can use two words if you want.
Oh, wow.
Marissa.
He saw my reaction. That's why he came to me first.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, she's on the hook now. You guys have time to think.
Yeah, yeah. I like kind of have mine if you want me to give you a little couple minutes. Yeah. Okay. I would say authentic slash like has a lot of feelings. I don't know what the word would be for has a lot of feelings, but I try to just be dynamic? Like you said, true to myself is dynamic.
Maybe.
I just feel a lot. Like I feel like I was just in New York City and I'm still thinking about the homeless man I passed and I didn't have a granola bar to give him. And I still feel bad about, like, I just feel a lot, but also I guess there's part of me that's just, I try to just be true to myself. And if a customer asks if something looks good and I don't think it looks good, I tell them like, not my favorite on you, but let's find something else. So I try to just be honest all the time. And
you're real.
Real maybe.
I there like authentic go. Too. Real. That's great. Anybody else want to go next?
At the end of the day, I'm just a giant nerd, so I'm going to own the nerd. I love other nerds. Like when somebody's really into a topic they're really into, I get, you know, I feel like that's where I'm coping. Yeah, that's where it's good. I'm, you know, garden in my spirit. I mean, I'm like 85. I love the nerdy. I love it.
That's cool, though. Be yourself.
I know, but I should
add it to the list.
What are you thinking about?
I guess this isn't really like a word to describe myself, but every time like someone asks me that, I always just say blessed. Like I sometimes just sit there and like think like, what did I do to deserve this? Like I think I don't even have words. Like I was just sitting in my room the other day and I got a booking for Heroes and Tiaras and I'm like, I get these all the time. Like why? Like I'm just so blessed. Like with my family, my friends, my support system, everyone around me.
Great word.
Great.
Well, we're going to Marissa last. I
don't know. Okay. I guess the only thing I can think of, because I hear this a lot from my employees and from my family, I would describe myself as just hardworking. Like I said, I'm shoulder to shoulder with everybody. I'm not above washing the dishes, washing the dishes, taking the trash out. I will do anything I can to help anybody make their day a little bit easier. I just think it's what I have to do as a business owner in order to make it work. Because what you put into something, you're going to get out. You're going to see it in different ways. Mm-hmm. So
I have a constant pet peeve of people that don't put the shopping cart away at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And it's like TJ the Maxx little too. Things make a difference.
Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like. All of you guys, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's, and you make sure things are done the right way. And I think that makes a big difference. So I know all of you are very successful. So I know you all put away your shopping carts. So no pet peeves here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you post the thing about it was the Gatorades underneath the...
I did.
Yes.
It's very frustrating. And, you know, I coached basketball for many, many years. And that was always, it was like, you know, whether you won or lost, you know, you're respectful, you clean up after yourself and you take that back because you are not just about you. It's the name on the front of the jersey. Yeah. It's, you know, who you're representing. So, you know, there's a bigger picture. So
I love that post. That really resonated. Mm-hmm.
I read a thing once that big employers will take employees out to dinner and see how they interact with the staff. And like, if you, like, I'm the table clear, I'm like, give me your plate, I'll stack it and all the stuff. They said that that can like tell a lot about someone's like personality and work ethic. Like, are they just looking at bigger picture? Obviously you don't have to stack your plates for the server, but can you make somebody's life a little easier? Like what that kind of shows is
no doubt
bigger character.
That's probably my second biggest pet peeve behind the shopping cart. People who stand up on an airplane
early.
Don't like that. Joe, we've already and people that are mean to wait staff. I cannot say that. That is so sad. All right. So Marissa, you've had
it's so funny because I would get sidetracked listening to everybody and I would forget what I want to say. I've changed my answer a lot. I think it's a with a hyphen, detail oriented.
Good.
I really try to find time to think about the other person that I'm working with or dealing with and how I could maybe make their day a little better or do something for them in the future, like an employee or whatever in between. And I try to be thoughtful and make a difference with the small details, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Since you all are very busy women with lives and businesses and all that stuff, I'm going to give you one option. I want you to choose one of these things. If you hypothetically could choose one of these things for yourself, a personal chef, a personal masseuse, a personal butler, or 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep each night.
Chef all day long.
Chef?
All day.
Chef?
Yes. Yes. I do not want to look at food when I go home. Yes.
Sleep. I love to cook. I love the idea of the chef, but I wouldn't want to replace the fun I have in the kitchen. Exactly. So the sleep.
No, that's good. That's good. I think I would also choose the chef. That, you know.
Ultimate luxury.
Clearly a market.
Yeah. Hey. Like I feel like maybe we could start.
If you're well on, then we should maybe. Maybe something we should start on.
I'm going to actually start with Annabelle on this question because you, I know, can sing like crazy. I'm not going to make you sing.
I do think
we should have her back. Yeah. Like, we got to get you on stage to do something, some sort of singing.
I'll come in my princess gear.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Kids hour or something.
No doubt. So, this is a music question. If you could pick a concert, whether that band is still active or whether they are current, or, you know, whether it's an individual or an entire band, again, living or dead or past or present, who would you pick to go to?
Probably Carrie Underwood. I just like her story and her music. I'm a country girl. I listen to all country music in the car. You know, she's was a 16-year-old girl on American Idol, and now she's, you know, famous and a billionaire. And she's, you know, a Christian like me. And now in today's society, you kind of feel like you have to, in order to be famous, fit in with the trends and swear and rap and... You know, and she's always stood up for what she believes in, and you know, it's made her successful. I really believe that too.
Okay, Melissa, how about you? I mean, with a restaurant named after
the Allman Brothers,
but an Allman Brothers song.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I graduated from OU, so we're caught in a time gap down there, and because I went to a concert. It was just the atmosphere. It's crazy, but I'm going to say the Grateful Dead. Okay. It was the best concert I've ever gone to. So laid back. They were so happy. Everybody was happy. Nobody was bumping into you and being crazy. But the music, it's a feel good type of music. I know that there might be a couple undertones there that probably aren't appropriate, but it was a fun, very, it was just a great environment. I really enjoyed it.
That's great. What do you think, Alexa?
I'm going to go real obvious, but I would love to have seen the Beatles.
Okay.
Like, I really would. Maybe I'll get to see Paul McCartney. Still touring. 2022 is my year.
And I think the reason I ask this is I think I do, like, some of my most productive work with headphones on. And just, like, you know, it's a distraction, but whatever. You know, like, I feel more productive when I have that going on. So, Marissa, what about you?
So I've been on a kick with doing that to stay ultra focused. And I never realized how much I enjoyed the throwbacks that mm-hmm. I used to listen to in high school. And I was so lucky to have friends who were on hold for that viral concert when we were young that's going out in Vegas, like October 23rd, 24th, and 29th. It was impossible to get tickets, but we got waitlisted and we're going October 29th. Oh, I'm booking nice. This weekend, but it's like Boys Like Girls, Seosin, My Chemical Romance, A Day to Remember, all the like 2010 the
punky rock.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like
that's a throwback now.
Paramore, I know, yeah. But that's when life for me was so simple, and I was just figuring out who I am and mm-hmm. just kind of reliving that a little bit. It's gonna be really fun for me, so
no.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's cool. That's cool. In Vegas, I mean, you can't beat that yeah. too. To mm-hmm. go to a show.
I only go for the food, so.
Mine's a tie between like Fleetwood Mac in their prime when everybody was getting along or Whitney Houston at her peak.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I came up with this question too was one of my biggest music regrets is I never saw Tom Petty before he died. Like, I was literally, I was like, I'll get him next summer.
Yeah.
When he comes. But, and then he dies and it's like, you got to do stuff while it's, you know, yeah. while it's hot. So, all right. This is a random one. If you could endorse, because all of you are in business, if you could endorse one product outside of your own or your own business, what would it be?
I'll tell you. My next business is going to be bounce houses. And I can't start the business until my dad retires because he is going to run it.
Okay.
So
bounce houses.
Bounce houses. I've learned that that's next to princesses, that's the next thing.
Oh, that's a totally oh, easy thing yeah. for you. Like, while I have perfect. You booking out, though, would you like a White Castle
and
to go
way,
with?
By the way, Ellie Platt will be here on Tuesday, and she is into the insurance. I think you might need that.
With yeah.
Yourself, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Just a recommendation on that. Anybody else want to take this one?
Yes. There is an amazing chocolate shop up in Lakewood, Ohio. It's run by Inez Rayner. She is an immigrant from Croatia, and she built this business from learning from chocolatiers out in New York as a young woman. And she's been running Sweet Designs for over 25 years, hand makes all the chocolates, has an amazing staff. I love her product. She is the real deal and such a wonderful, kind-hearted person that does a lot for her community, and I just love the opportunity to spread her chocolates at any point. I use her chocolates for corporate gifting every Christmas, and people love them. So, if
what's
you're looking,
the name of that one more
it's
time?
Called Sweet Designs.
Sweet Designs. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful stuff.
And wine and chocolate. That's,
yes.
You know, a natural pairing right there too. Anybody else want to take it? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
I'd say I love what you have done with the groups of people when you do like the, is it like the post-Christmas and you guys all get together?
Yeah.
I mean, the way that you guys have worked together
yeah.
to reduce the competition and say there's, you know, we're actually going to do better. Lots of smaller local businesses. You know, we're really lucky to have some really cool ones mm-hmm. in our area. And so getting them all together to one-stop shopping post-Christmas to get rid of all that.
Yeah.
Like holiday retail
that was like
inventory.
Right pre-COVID. That was
yeah.
literally like February 20th or something.
But what a great way to support each other.
Yeah.
Is,
and work
that
together.
Is such
yeah.
a great idea.
And then my only other shout out would be I'm a One Hot Cookie fan.
You know, okay. okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For
mother
sure.
daughter team that shows up, you know, and does a lot for the community also. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Anybody else or want to move on?
I love Chewy.com. I'm going big.
Okay.
They're going to endorse me. I'm going with the big.
Yeah.
Their customer service is amazing. Like when my dog passed away, they sent a handwritten note. Like they're just, they're just for a big company. I love how they're run. So
okay.
I don't know anybody there. This is, so if they're looking
but
for
again, no,
local spokesmen,
small,
but yeah, they,
Chewy.com.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Let me ask this. So, you know, wine, salads and wraps, the Disney, I don't want to just say Disney characters, but, you know, the whole character, entourage,
yeah.
automobiles, clothing, and you sell a lot of other
yeah.
things besides clothes in your store. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what else would you want to be doing? Mm-hmm. That's going to be a tough question for you, I know. So I'm going to start over here. So Lauren, what do you think?
I would either be a teacher or I would have an animal shelter.
Okay.
Both of which could be problematic because I would like steal children and adopt dogs. But that's where I think that those, like, those are the most selfless, hardest jobs, but I think they could be so rewarding. So
okay.
Probably something nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could work for anybody again. It took me so long to get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to join my dog?
Right? Dog, yes. Let's right. get and we're on we'll private chef on the side.
Perfect.
I mean, I think
I like it. I do too. Some plans here.
This is think? A tough one for me because I can't imagine doing anything else. Like before high school or before college, you know, I thought this was just a side gig, but now this is, you know, what I want to do forever. I guess when I was in high school, I wanted to be a speech therapist for special needs kids.
Okay.
So maybe something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you kind of get to do that yeah. sometimes with your job as well. You know, if there,
right.
there might be kids with special needs.
We do a lot of volunteer events. We're doing upcoming Miss Dana's Diamonds and Rolly Brothers Trunk or Treat for Autism, which is a great event.
Awesome.
They have every year. They have thousands of people that attend.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know. Yeah. I figured you two, this would be the toughest question for, because you know, that's naturally what she was doing. And then you said you just kind of found it and
yeah.
this is your thing now. So, but is there anything else you could see yourself doing?
Yeah, there really is. I've moved in almost 30 years of marriage. I've moved 8 times.
Wow.
And with that, I have learned real estate more than I care to. And there's nothing wrong with real estate agents or the field itself, but if there's one thing that I would love to do mm-hmm. is, believe it or not, I think I could really be a good real estate agent on terms of helping people find the right house and navigating through everything and not, you know, it would be more of a, I'm going to try to help you out. You don't want this house because of these reasons. You want to look for these reasons. And I didn't have anybody looking out for me and I had to learn the hard way.
Right.
Every time we've bought and sold a house, I have learned something that I really didn't want to learn.
I'm sure.
And all this information is compiled. And I think, man, if I could do that again, that's exactly what I would do.
Okay.
You know, okay. I know it's totally off the wall, but
that's cool. And the market is booming right now.
So yeah.
It's a good place to be in right now. Marissa, how about you?
I love design and being creative. Mm-hmm. When I was really little, even like second, third grade, I would sketch like clothes or jewelry or whatever in between. And I think I'd be doing something in fashion. But who knows?
Okay. No, that's great. All right. So before we, you know, kind of close up shop here on this show, I want to go one more time around and just, you know, about your business one more time, or at least how people can reach out to you, or if you have a website or phone number or anything like that. So Marissa, let's start with you.
Isabella Winery, you can find us at www.isabella.com. We produce Purple Rain, Passion, and Red Wine.
Melissa Pullen, we are Sweet Melissa's Good Eats. We have two.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us.